Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Glenn Tonser from that Senate Ag Committee hearing earlier this week. In just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about some of the efforts of the council to work with the food service side of the industry.
Absolutely. The Beef Checkoff conducts outreach efforts to chefs, restaurateurs, and other culinary professionals because they have the power to develop new beef recipes, include more beef items on their menus, and deliver the high-quality beef their customers love. So to get more beef on more menus, the Beef Checkoff has invested producer dollars in virtual outreach tactics through the Checkoff funded culinary center, as well as distributed new menuing ideas through an online food service newsletter. Another Beef Checkoff effort to engage chefs was a video series that brought beef producers and chefs together to learn about beef's life cycle from pasture to plate. The videos were shared with Chef's Roll culinary community through multiple social and digital channels, with their Instagram posts reaching nearly 800,000 culinary professionals.
Learn more about how the checkoff is working for you by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. Besides his opening statement, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonser of Kansas State answered a lot of questions from the senators at that Senate Agriculture Committee on Cattle Markets earlier this week. Dr. Tonser indicated in his opening statement that he believes it's important not to do harm to the current high-quality beef marketplace.
I encourage the industry to proceed forward in a manner that does not deteriorate economic benefits of the industry's evolution to improve beef quality and align effort with beef demand signals. Fortunately, the U.S. beef cattle industry is the envy of many others for several reasons. Comparative advantage of the industry include being a global leader in the production of high-quality, grain-finished beef desired by consumers around the world. I encourage today's discussion to be mindful of the factors which favorably distinguish the industry and are core to the prosperity prospects not only of today's industry participants, but also those of future generations.
Dr. Tonser says a lot of the high-quality beef that we're producing comes as a result of the alternative marketing arrangements that have been in place over the last several years.
AMAs present a multitude of well-documented economic benefits while reducing the volume of traditional spot market transactions. For some context, in 2014, 23% of domestic fed cattle were sold on a negotiated basis, while 58% were sold using formulas. More recently, in 2020, negotiated rates were 23%, while formula rates were 65%. The core point of that comment is while cattle prices, beef prices, and estimated margins certainly have changed, they're different in recent years than they were in 2014. It is my opinion, it is inaccurate to assert this simply reflects how fed cattle are marketed. Rather, in my opinion, core differences in supply and demand reflect these market changes.
Some in the cattle industry and several lawmakers want to mandate higher cash cattle trade levels than we currently have. Dr. Tonser says that comes with a risk.
I get concerned when we add rigidity to a system and we get in the way of people being entrepreneurs and doing things a little bit differently. Any kind of government mandate gives me that pause. Those that have heard me before know that's my MO that I respond to. My concern beyond that, that would certainly be a cost in this specific case, is the more we bumped up cash share being quote-unquote required is exactly what would be done to just meet the specs. What would a negotiated trade look like? Would it be different than formula and forward and so forth?
Later in the hearing, Dr. Tonser was asked about the international marketplace and what would happen if we did mandate additional cash cattle trade. Would that hurt quality that could hurt our export sales?
Beef products find the market where they're most valuable. I would be concerned, to answer the question directly, if we erode incentives to have quality enhancement in the industry, at what point does the U.S. lose its current comparative advantage in high-quality beef? That would not happen overnight, right? Because some of those things are genetic, feed, management, reputation. Some of those have long legs. But we need to think through very carefully what the economic signals are for each one of those steps and what that signals to consumers. Eventually, I would think you would lose market share, not only in the export market, but domestic food service and domestic retail, because all three of them, you're competing with other proteins. Sometimes it's beef, sometimes it's a non-beef, but it's a protein marketplace globally.
And finally, an interesting comment by Dr. Tonser about what's ahead when it comes to price discovery. He says maybe we need to rethink the base that we're using to figure that value.
There's a lot of other industries that have changed what their base way of doing business is. I don't think we're to that point tomorrow, so please don't overreact to my comment. But there's a lot of other sectors in ag to where the base that's used in how you do business is different today than it was 30 or 50 years ago. I encourage us to look forward as opposed to backwards. I use that phrase in my oral testimony for a reason. At some point, I think the industry will use a different base. I think it makes sense the best we can to keep spot negotiated, report it transparently, and the like. But we need to also be open to if there's ways to discover value for a commodity in a different way over time, we need to be open to that. And there's other sectors in ag that have done that. We're not going to do that tomorrow on fed cattle, but I encourage us to at least be aware of that evolution.
Dr. Glenn Tonser was a witness before the Senate Agriculture Committee earlier this week. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.